Blowing is much deeper than speaking. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count, and we are currently in a few weeks of doing insights on the upcoming High Holy Days. So we know as Jews, we have many mitzvot. Some of them entail speaking. We pray, we read the Torah on Shabbat, we read the Megillah on Purim, we recite the Haggadah on Pesach, and many other examples of such mitzvot. Other mitzvot are mostly about doing. We put a mezuzah on our door. We light Shabbat candles. We put on tefillin. We make kiddush. We give charity. Different actions of mitzvot. In fact, Jewish religion is very much a religion of action. But there's one time a year where the mitzvah actually entails blowing. And that's the shofar. Just in 2 weeks' time will be Rosh Hashanah, the Tuesday and the Wednesday, and it's a big mitzvah to hear the blowing of the shofar. There are so many ways to interpret and to understand the blowing of the shofar, but here's one. Where do we find in the Torah a reference to blowing? So we know that when God created the world in the 6 days of creation, He created through the mechanism of speech, as it says in the Torah, with 10 utterances, God created the world. Let there be light, let there be trees, let there be sun and moon, let there be animals, let there be fish, and so on. On the sixth day, God created man, the human being. Incidentally, the sixth day, of course, is the day of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary, not of the beginning of the creation of the world, but the creation of the human being. And it says, God took this human being, He formed the human being out of dust and clay, and then, Vayipach be'apav nishmat chayim. He blew into his nostrils a soul of life. Now, we need to understand, of course, God has no physical form. And therefore, the Torah speaks anthropomorphically in language that we can understand. But when it uses different terminology, it's because that terminology is representative of what is actually taking place. So when we say that God created the world through speech, we need to look at human speech. Obviously, God didn't say words in the physical way, but He created it through speech. What is speech? Number one, speech is a diluted form of what we are feeling. Sometimes a feeling is too intense or a thought is too intense to communicate. So we need to break it down into words. We need to dissect it into different words, sentences, paragraphs, and so on. And also speaking is something that doesn't come from our essence, doesn't come from within ourselves. It's something quite superficial, quite natural. We communicate with words, it's a very deep idea. And we know, just in the physical expression of speech, one could talk for a long time without getting very tired because speech is coming from a fairly superficial part of the human experience. Blowing is different. Blowing, as the Zohar says, man denafach mitochei nafach. Someone who blows is blowing from within him. Meaning, when God created the whole world, God is the creator and the source of everything that exists. But His relationship with the world is one of dilution. He diluted His divine presence in order to create a finite, mortal world. The world doesn't affect God, so to speak. It's just like speaking, it's superficial, it's external. He's the creator, He's the source, but it's an external relationship. However, when it comes to the neshama, when it comes to the soul, vayipach be'apav, God blew into the nostrils of the human a soul of life. The neshama, the soul, is like a blowing of God, coming from God's essence. It's a divine infusion, something that is coming from within Him. Especially the deepest part of the soul. We know the soul has many layers. But then there's the deepest part of the soul that is really one with God. It's a godly energy. It remains pure. It's never corrupted. It's never broken. It's never diluted. It's always pure and pristine. And an eternal, unconditional bond with God. Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of the human being. Rosh Hashanah is also a time to cry to Hashem, to express ourselves from the very depths of our neshama. That's why, that's one of the ideas behind the concept that on Rosh Hashanah there's a mitzvah to blow the shofar, to reenact, so to speak, to re-experience the blowing of God that took place on Rosh Hashanah, to infuse the soul, to inject the soul within the human. That's a special moment. It's a moment where we remember that we have a soul, that we have purity, that the real definition of who we are is not our failings, is not our challenges. Yes, we have them, we take responsibility for them, but that's not who we are. Who we really are is that Pintalayid, as they call it, the very essence of our Jewishness, the very depth of the soul, the cry out to God of our unconditional and unbreakable bond. And the blowing of the shofar is really an expression of that. It's a yearning that comes from very deep. That's why the shofar is blowing, but it's not talking, because it's above words. It transcends words, transcends speech. It's rather the concept of blowing comes from the very essence of who we are, to express our connection far greater than we can in words. This is something to remember on Rosh Hashanah. So I want you just to, for a moment, close your eyes and remember the expression of our neshama. God blew into our nostrils the infusion of life. He blew it through our nostrils. The nostrils, the mechanism of breathing. Breathing is an expression of the neshama. As we always say in Hebrew, neshima is breath, neshama is soul. God blew into our nostrils. He gave us the ability to express our soul. On Rosh Hashanah, we blow the shofar, the simple cry, simple yearning. Think about who you are. Think about the things you do, your successes, your failures, your good times, your complicated times. All part of the human experience. But deep down, there's the blowing of Hashem, the blowing of God, the essence of the soul, our purity, our divine connection, our infinite potential, our uncorruptible energy, our unbreakable spirit. That's who we really are. When you hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and it's such a big mitzvah to hear the shofar, think about your soul. Think about your purity. Come back to Hashem as a child, come back to a parent with unconditional love. He shows us unconditional love. He listens to our shofar blowing. We connect to Him, He connects to us in a very deep way from the very depth of our neshama. So come back, and we have 2 weeks to go to Rosh Hashanah. Make a plan on both days to hear the shofar. If you can't make it to shul, let me know. I'll arrange someone to blow the shofar for you, or I'm doing it at different times. It's such a big mitzvah, it's such a deep connection. It's a time to remember that we are not, at the end of the day, we are not defined by our mistakes. And that's why we can come to God with such purity and such freshness on Rosh Hashanah and start again in a fresh way. Have a good day and Shana Tova, but we'll be back again next week, please God.